7:09, triple team traffic on this Thursday morning, and we still have some issues that are getting your attention, Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, 21st South Freeway, I'd avoid it between 5600 West and Bangor Highway. We've got the right lane blocked from a dump truck crash from early this morning. That's still affecting drivers. Main line of I-15, not a bad one for now. Started to slow a little bit earlier in Sandy near 90th South. Right now, you should be able to stay at the speed limit and have a 15-minute KSL travel time from Bangor Highway Draper through downtown. Eric Butler.
Got a westbound accident on the 215 South Belt. This is through Cottonwood Heights at 1300 East. And actually, the left lane is blocked off on both sides of the freeway, so just slow down a little bit. Stick to the right as you go through there. Down Utah County, no problems on I-15. Heather?
We're still well below the speed limit. Southbound I-15 between Roy and 650 North in Clearfield, all due to an earlier crash. It's still being cleaned up, but the good news is all the lanes are open there. You may want to take US 89 as a little bit of an alternate if you're coming out of South Ogden. They have good speeds there, no delays, and Legacy Parkway in really good shape. Get a checking account with rewards to fit your style. My Style Checking from Mountain America. It features customizable rewards like cash gifts, online shopping credits, and more. Details at macu.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.